a real good a man. You know, she said, and I got along with her, that's what she said. But we had the professor, he was white, and he came from the, I guess they call it then, maybe in the Robert Public School, which the building still didn't have school there now. But the school I went to, the building still stands. And my cousin lived in that house, lived in the same building.
Wait, the school you went to is now a house that your cousin lives in?
Yeah.
Wow.
This didn't get declared like a historic site or something.
Huh? Well, it's a historic Roswell.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. And I find this interesting, though, that you had a white teacher.
No, we didn't have a professor.
Oh,
his name was Adams, but he was white. But my teacher was black. Her name was Miss Wood.
Oh, so you had a principal.
Uh-huh. Right,
and a teacher.
And he was...
Okay.
He only come over every...
Oh, I get
not too often, but he had come back. For some reason, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, was the teacher, your teacher, were they from Roswell, too?
No.
No, so came from outside.
I don't know where she came from.
So the teachers weren't from the community?
No.
Was it that there weren't very many African Americans here to?
Well, not educated enough to be teachers.
Okay.
Yes. Well, with the nearest college was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they had to move to Atlanta to Morehouse or Spelman. Well, yes, because I had one aunt. My grandfather sent her to Spelman College, mm-hmm. but she didn't make a teacher. Didn't my uncles anything? They didn't. They was out working. They didn't go to school. And my father only finished the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
Really, I don't know. But I don't know if she. I doubt if she did. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to interest about my mother. My mother, she don't even after I got grown. She got letters. She'd read them, and she don't answer. I had to answer for her. But as soon as I got in service and wrote to her, she started writing back to me. She never did write till I got in service.
Really?
But you're pretty sure it was her writing the letters?
I know. Yes, she was. Yes. She was.
So how long were you in the service?
31 months.
Okay. And where were you at in the service?
Asiatic Pacific.
Okay.
So did you like being there, or did you want to get back home?
Well, I wanted to get back home because I wasn't married. If I hadn't been married, I'd have stayed in.
Well, that's interesting because I'm thinking your wife would have wanted you with her, but then you're saying you stayed in.
Yeah, I like it all right because I had such a hard time.
Did you meet
in the service you had a hard time?
I didn't have such a hard time.
Oh, okay.
Did you meet a lot of different and interesting people from all over?
No, Well, we were in West Indian. When we cleared up, well, we were on the island of Saipan. Mm-hmm. And wasn't anything there. Mm-hmm. We got there, it was fighting. And said it was, it's the island secure, and we got there. We had to wait till they got through most of the fighting. Then we went in and cleaned up afterwards.
So this was after World War II?
No, that was in World War II. During World War II.
Okay.
Because we was even burying the dead. Mm-hmm. I wasn't because I was cooking.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me more about what it was like growing up here as a child and what, you know, what was